Hi, I'm Chuck Gilmore with Power to Sing, and this is the course Master the High Notes. The prerequisites for this course preferably are the course that you've completed the course Sing Higher Than Ever Before. Also, that you're able to bridge easily without reaching or disconnecting. Now, I'm not saying perfectly, but you can easily get through the bridge without having to crack or without pulling up the chest voice or reaching up. And you should have been able to accomplish that in the first course, Sing Higher Than Ever Before. The objectives of this course are first, release. Singing without extrinsic neck muscles squeezing, grabbing, or reaching. The vocal cords function freely and effortlessly. The second objective is that you obtain balance. That is optimal balance between the airflow and the vocal cord resistance in all registers. You learn to press into the condition of release. We'll talk about that. You begin to experience more power without grabbing or squeezing the tone. The third objective is that you develop coordination. That is, you have release and balance in chest, the middle or the bridge, and head voice on closed to more open vowels. You can do all these things vocally in exercises on all pitches and registers. That is chest, mix or bridge or middle, and head voice. In addition to the recorded course, I want to provide for you PDFs of the course and MP3 downloads for each lesson and for the entire course, so you can practice it. Lesson number one, release. There's a problem we all have. Extrinsic muscles are still squeezing the vocal cords, and that prevents release or ease, balance, and coordination. It slows the growth in our tone and our power. So our goal in this first lesson is to get release. No extrinsic neck tension or squeeze in our singing. The benefit is that your vocal cords develop their own power and strength. This enables balance and coordination. So release leads to these other positive things we want to get. All right, in lesson number one about release, we have a number of topics, and those topics are our exercises. Our first topic, or our first exercise in this lesson on release, is the five-tone bubble lip. You're familiar with this from previous lessons. This is a great exercise for a number of reasons. It's a great warm-up, but it also gets our voice in a condition where we're not using the extrinsic muscles of the neck and the muscles surrounding the larynx, so that the vocal cords are free to function on their own without any squeeze, without any tension. Okay? It also allows us to begin to feel that resonance shifting from chest through the middle up into our head voice and back down again. Let me demonstrate the exercise for the men and the women. You don't want to do it too tight. You want to have a balance of the air and the voice. And it's really even better if you can add a little bit of that dopey sound to it, rather than this one. So you want to have a little bit of a dopey sound and. Actually, I'm going to demonstrate it for the men. The women is the same thing, just on your octave. And so it sounds like this. I'm just going to do half of it, and you come back down in the exercise. Then you would come back down. All right. Ready, guys? We'll start the men first, then the ladies second. sound going. Nice loose lips, no tension. Good job. Now the ladies. Ladies, if you can, keep that kind of dopey sound with the bubbles. Nice and easy. No tension. Nice floppy lips. Good job. Now, tips for success on this exercise so that you get it just right. Be careful not to get too tight on your lips. You want to have plenty of relaxation. So if this doesn't work, prop it up like this. Find that sweet spot so that the lips are nice and slow and floppy. They're keeping that dopey sound. Is ideal. Be careful not to crack or break or flip. We want the tone to be connected from bottom to top and back down again.